was a heartbreak for me. That was kind of like a big heartbreak because, like, that's also why I'll never date like a closeted female again too. Because like I spent 4 or 5 years with this person, and then just to get ghosted because she was so ashamed of it. So I was like, I'm gonna protect my heart and make sure I'm on the same page and have more discernment with people. That's knowing where they stand.
Did she like lead you on like, I'll come out one day for you? Because I always had that, like, I'm gonna come out for you. I'm going to tell, you know, my parents. I'm gonna tell my children.
Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X, because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
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 Lesbians, stop dating closeted women. Stop. If there's one piece of advice I could give you, it's stop dating closeted women. If you're out and proud, and start following your dreams and seek out partnerships that are going to strengthen you, power couple, champion you, purpose couple you. Quit dating closeted women. Welcome back to Queer Women Rising. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Sophia Spolino. And today I'm going to be going live with one of my friends. And there's one piece of advice I could give my younger self that we're going to talk about today. But it's to stop dating women who will never love themselves enough or set themselves free enough for them to fully love themselves, to fully love you. And my guest on A is going to come on in. I bet you she'd agree that she'd probably give her past self this advice too. Zane Marie is from a small town in Colorado. She loves travel, adventure. She launched a cosmetic line to tackle dry skin for herself and others worldwide. She's absolutely stunning, super, super femme. Growing up, she struggled with her sexual identity, feeling ashamed in her Christian household. Girl, I feel you. We are the same, but now she embraces her spirituality, finding truths in various religions, and building a strong moral foundation. I love to hear this. Zane is thankful for the growing acceptance of the LGBTQ community, allowing for authenticity and self-expression. She's dedicated to scaling her skincare business. I love to hear that as an entrepreneur lesbian. And she's passionate about helping others improve their skin and gain confidence. I personally have a 7-step skincare routine, so I totally get this, totally stand by it. As a social media influencer, content creator, and entrepreneur, Zane views social media as a powerful platform to monetize her brand, network, and inspire. Her mission is to empower people through better skincare and self-confidence. Welcome to the show, Zane. Go ahead and request live. Let's see. I see ya. Like, some of the interviews that I do just feel like these gay girly conversations, and this, I know, is going to be one of them. Just so excited.
Okay. Hi. Is it working?
It's working, but I see, like, the other side of the room, which is beautiful, by the way. Your ceiling is
fantastic. Oh, I don't really know what to do here.
Sorry. Just flip on the other side of the...
Let me get it ready here. I don't want to filter like that. Let me see if it's working. Okay.
There we go. No filters. Real skin. Show that beautiful
right skin. Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I hate it when these Instagram filters, sometimes they have like really weird filters. Anyway, so we're good.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi, it's so nice to meet you. Your brows flawless.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I love a soft glam with a brushed brow look. That's my go-to.
Okay. I need a tutorial for the brushed brow look because I know how to do no such thing.
I love it. No, you look gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Thanks for having me as a guest on your episode. I'm really excited to do a live with you and talk about, you know, navigating the dating world and the LGBTQ community. So this is awesome.
Wild ride. Before we get started, everyone's commenting on your ceiling. So for those of you listening to the podcast, like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you got to come watch the live episode sometimes on Instagram Live, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time every Wednesday, because you'd be able to get to see how beautiful Zana is and her ceiling. So like, what the heck? The ceiling's wild.
I mean, it's beautiful here. Yes. I love it. I'm in Fort Lauderdale right now. I love to travel, visiting my friend. I wish I could say this is one of my best friend's condos. So I'm here visiting right now. I go back and forth between Florida and Denver. So she has great style. I can give you a little tour if you want after. She has beautiful style. It's great. So, yeah.
I love it. And I want people to see you too. You're absolutely stunning. I think, at least for me and my platform, it's so important for me to give feminine queer women a platform because I don't think we're noticed in society as queer women. Often.
Yeah.
And before we get started, I'm like, what do you identify as, Zana? Like, are you she, her? And then what are your pronouns?
I'm definitely she, her. Okay. Yeah, definitely she, her. I identify as a know-it-all. My pronouns are told you so. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Yeah, I'm definitely she, her. I grew up, gender has never really necessarily mattered to me. I'm more about like the connection with somebody, like physically and mentally, like emotionally. So most of my family thinks I gravitate and love like females more. I think I'm just really particular when it comes to men. I don't know. It depends. Like it really depends on the person. So, but yeah, I've had a lot of different types of experiences, and I love the title of this, not dating closeted women, and that's something I will never do again.
My God. And like people are like, well, you don't look gay, so what do you mean you wouldn't date a closeted woman? And it's like
I don't look gay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So funny.
But it's hard to date closeted women because I think like we're so proud of who we are, not just like our sexuality, but we're just very confident humans. Like you're obviously a little brat. You're like, I'm know-it-all. Like I love it.
It's one of my favorite jokes to do. I'm kind of silly. I say like out of pocket things sometimes. People love it or hate it, but that's just how I am.
Same. Do you feel like that's what got you to where you are as an influencer?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think, you know, so the dating world has been quite a journey. You know, I think one thing that I embrace is my authenticity. I think it's important to like be who you are, then the right people will gravitate towards you. I've definitely, it's been interesting to navigate the dating world in general. So because I'm a femme that likes femme, but I also love like masculine males. So usually my type of female, they like either masculine women or they like are bi and they'll choose the guys over the females, or they just like do it to entertain the men. I can't really necessarily explain it under more than that, but that's kind of been my experience with dating females. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what about specifically when you dated in the closet? I'm nosy about this story. Can you give us the tea?
Yeah, totally. I mean, so I had a best friend in high school.
Okay.
And everyone thought we were just friends.
Oh, but I had one of those too.
So really, like she was on the POM team. I mean, I should not even have said that part. I'm not trying to mention names. And so I did track and field, cross country. I was a long distance runner. I haven't really ran in a while, but that was like my thing in high school. I've also played basketball. I've always been athletic. But anyway, she was the captain of the POM team. Everyone thought we were just best friends, but in reality, like we were obviously more than friends, like our sleepovers and everything. Like everyone thought we were just like really good friends. And then so she was definitely closeted. She never fully came out, I don't think, to this day. But me, like I embrace it now. And I think after that, I started to actually like date somebody with the same sexuality as me. And then that was kind of closeted as well. So one thing why I won't ever date a closeted female again, or somebody who kind of struggles with their sexual identity, is because they will flip the script. They'll come up with false narratives, make it sound like it's one-sided. And then they make it, it's like, it wasn't me kissing myself all those times, sweetheart. Like, like, let's just put it that way. So I'm like, if you want to be discreet about it, it's totally fine, but don't make it sound something it's not. And then they almost come off as homophobic.
Yes.
So I've just like had those type of experiences, and I'm traumatized from it because I've had the word, like, men have always treated me better for some reason. Like, they put me on the pedestal. Like, they'll treat me, like, so well. But females, like, I'm always the one putting them on the pedestals and, like, treating them like queens. So, like, I've never really had that, like, reciprocated, like, with females. Mm-hmm. And then if I do, it's usually somebody that's, like, not my type or something like that. So it's hard to navigate because I'm a femme that likes femme. Like,
yeah.
Like, so my type is hard to find because they usually like masculine, the femmes like masculine women they like masculine women or choose men over me. So I'm like, it's hard to navigate. Yeah.
I know the pain of it. I know the pain of it, but my dating platform, Queer Country Club, right now, our largest population inside is actually Sims for Femmes.
All right. Which,
yeah. Like women who have actually like declared their type. Which is so amazing. I love it. We welcome everybody, of course. But like the stereotypes you've mentioned, like typically, yeah, they're stereotypes for a reason because like, you know, most like I find like the feminine poles typically attracted to the masculine pole. Whenever we look at like data, I'm looking at the data inside my community right now. but it's actually almost pretty even, and the Fems for Fems are taking the lead, which is kind of like,
well, that's good. It's becoming normalized. For me, it's been the hardest thing for me to navigate because my type is like, I'm not their type.
No, I know that.
And I'm
know
like,
that.
Okay. Like, it sucks. But I'm like, I do believe in, you know, like I grew up in a Christian community going to church every Sunday. So that's also why it was hard for me to navigate my sexuality as well, because there's a lot of crazy Christians out there. I call them Karens. I'm kidding. Yeah. But so I feel like they feel like it's contradicting. They feel like you can't have a relationship with God and love God, but also like, you know, have your sexuality where you like both genders. So I feel like it's relationship over religion is how I feel. I have a great relationship with God. I'm very spiritual. I believe in manifesting. I journal every morning. Mm-hmm. I pray. I set my intentions. And I think it's important. And I stay true to that. I think you can still, you know, love who you love, but also have a good relationship with God. So that's why I don't categorize myself as a Christian anymore. Because I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I believe in angels. I believe in like a higher power in the universe, but like I'm not going to categorize myself under judgmental Karens that don't support my sexuality.
No, I totally get it. I totally get it. And I'm like, everything that you're talking about, I agree. It was so hard for me to find. I just started talking online about like these beliefs, like, hey, I actually believe in Jesus, but I am gay. And like I ended up creating a huge community because, but there are other girls out there like us.
That's good.
And
it just makes me feel like there's hope, because I almost lost hope in females. Like I feel like I've had the worst experiences with females. Like one of my ex-girlfriends beat me up. Like I've had domestic violence. Like, and then men have never put their hands on me. Nothing. They always like treat me so good. So I'm like, it's crazy.
It's absolutely wild. Like, it's absolutely one reason I think maybe you've had the struggle with girls is like, if you're dating femmes, then it's hard to get that like princess treatment sometimes, like to get another girl to give you princess treatment.
That. Yeah,
because you're
I totally agree. I feel like I've always been, so I'm a femme that likes femme, obviously, maybe femme-er. So I feel like I've always been like more the masculine role with females. Like I've like not masculine energy, but like I have like kind of like provider energy with them. So I've never, so in a way I feel like I'm the guy with them. But then I give them princess treatment. But yeah, it's just like I'm not used to getting that like reciprocated. It's like it's an interesting, but it's okay. Like I love to spoil. That's just like who I am, especially when I love somebody. Like even whether it's a close friend, family members, my mom, dad, like whoever. Like if it's some like my close friends, I love doing like small gestures to like
I make do their too.
I'm such a hopeless romantic. Like with my exes, like I'll take us on a cute trip. I'll do like flower, rose petals, like for the bath. Like I don't know. I'm like such a I love romance. Like
it's yes,
an amazing yes. feeling when you like have butterflies for somebody. And I haven't had that feeling in a minute because I got out of a bad relationship like 7 months ago. Ugh. I needed time to heal. I'm finally at peace of mind again.
I think she's on the market, y'all.
I say I am, yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. Well, okay, here's the thing. Like, I know if your type's femme, like, go for it. And there's so much opportunity for it, especially on my platform. But the minute I decided she didn't have to be hyper femme was the minute I found other relationships. One that didn't end up so good. One that was literally just as toxic and just as terrible in the end. But one that was like...
games, narcissists.
Oh,
like, yes. I was like traumatized. I was like, you know what? I'm going back to guys. Like, I'm so traumatized with females.
No. See, I'm straight up a lesbian. I can't go back. Like, I wish I could have sometimes.
Yeah, it's just hard to navigate sometimes. But like talking to you, like knowing that there are, I do believe like what you seek is seeking you as well. And it's divine timing too. Sometimes my best friend, Samantha, always tells me like sometimes it happens when you're least looking for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know, be intentional with what you want and make sure like everything you do aligns with like your higher power, your goals and your purpose in life, but like also be patient and understand and just trust the process is one thing that I've learned, whether it's with business, whether it's dating or whatever it may be. So that's kind of
absolutely. What's one of your biggest goals right now?
Aspects like with dating or with my business.
Let's start with business because you're an entrepreneur and you're an influencer and you've got a makeup line. Like this is huge. So let's start there.
Yeah. So I own a cosmetic line. It's called Janae Cosmetics. That's actually the new logo right here. That's my signature. my goal is to just launch. So we are in production for our product development for the new product line, and it's going to be completely clean beauty, sustainable packaging, and it's a luxury lip care line. And I'm actually sponsoring Arizona Fashion Week in November. So if you guys are free, I would love for you guys all to come. It's going to be amazing. I told them to tune in. I really hope Anthony, if you're in the comments, like comment. it's in November for 2 weeks. And Sophia, I would love for you guys to come.
Okay.
My goal is to lock in contracts with like large established retail distribution, like Sephora, Saks, Neiman. I guess Saks just bought Neiman. I didn't really know that, but
wow.
And just like expand globally. Like I'm really passionate about producing products that make people like feel confident in their own skin. And I love natural beauty too. Like me, like I do like soft glam brush brow look. Like I own a cosmetic line, but that does not mean I'm always doing like a full face. And then for the skincare line, we haven't launched that yet. I have a business partner. Her name is Audrey. She should be in the comments too here pretty soon. I don't know. I'm not reading the comments, guys. Sorry if you're talking, but so Audrey, I freaking love her so much. So we are working, it's called Grazia, which means gratitude in Latin. And I have that tattooed on my neck.
Oh, wow.
So I have like small tattoos, but they're like meaningful because they correlate with my brand. So Grazia, it's cruelty-free, it's a luxury cruelty-free brand meant for sensitive skin. Because that solves the issues that I've had, whether it's dry skin or even uneven skin tone and things along those lines. It's going to be like dermatologist approved. I keep stuttering. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're good. Dermatologist.
This is my first like Instagram live or like a podcast in a while. So I'm like stuttering.
You're just excited. I love
grace,
it.
Guys. Give me some grace. But what were you saying?
I said dermatologist approved, yeah. I think. Yes,
that's exactly what I was trying to say.
That is so much work, girl, to get all of that. Oh, my gosh.
It is. A lot of it is, you know, networking and meeting the right people, having the right people on your team, having the right manufacturing facilities, retail distribution suppliers that, like, my uncle is so special to me. Oh, I forgot to tell him about this life, but he does all of my content, my commercials, my product shots, and he's contacted with Ice Cube. Like, if you look at Ice Cube's Instagram, that's all of my uncle's work. Like, he's amazing. Yeah. He's like, it's all about having, like, and believing in yourself, seeing yourself doing something long term. And then when you're passionate about something, you have good energy behind it. And I just want to, like, leave a legacy on this earth, like, when I leave, and just, like, have, it's like, it's deeper than that. And maybe, like, carry it on to my future children one day, or whatever it may be. So, I mean, I love what I do, and I'm excited to scale it and take things to new heights. It's fun.
So proud of you. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you think that people look at you and they go, oh, she's just pretty, so she was spoiled, she got it handed to her, or she must not work hard, she's just an influencer?
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of, I get a lot of love. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have a lot of people that love me, but I do have a lot of haters too. Like, there's people that think that, like, because I think so large. Like, I feel like if it exists, I can have it. Like, I've always had that mindset, the go-getter mentality. And, like, I love to live life to the fullest. Like, I want to reach high potentials. But I feel like, nothing was not handed to me. My parents come from a very humble beginning, but they were middle class, and they gave me such a beautiful life. So in a way, I'm really ambitious because I want to, they deserve a beautiful life too, because they gave me such a beautiful life. And my parents, they've been married 30 years. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's something I want for myself one day, whether it's a guy or a girl or whatever it may be, or both. I'm kidding. I don't know. It just depends. Like, I really just want to be with somebody who's like-minded and happy, or that makes me happy and I feel safe in their energy. So, yeah. I'm not in a hurry, but it would be nice to find my partner. But
you want to build an empire with someone, obviously.
Yeah, I need somebody that knows how to support, just know how to support you in ways, like not every day you're going to show up 100%. You know what I mean? You need somebody that can understand your goals and make sure your morality chart aligns and your values and goals in life. Like, I think that's important.
Values are so important for me. Like, work ethic is a really important value for me. I got like a weird comment today on TikTok where someone was like, oh, you don't date anyone who doesn't make as much money as you. And I was like, where did you get that from? Because it's all about work ethic. Like, are you passionate? Because if you're not passionate about what you do, I'm gonna irritate you. I will irritate you, and you'll irritate me, because, like, I wake up and I'm, like, at the gym, and then I'm in meetings and I'm making shit happen.
No, I love that. I love that. You're a go-getter, and I admire that about you. I think we actually have a mutual friend, and we were talking about it. I told her to tune in, too. She lives in Scottsdale, Hayden. She's one of my friends, too. I love her. I told her to tune in. But, no, I love her, too. She's on the same wavelength. Beautiful family, very hardworking. Like, those are my type of people. Yes. The type of people that I try to hold in my circle.
Okay, real quick, I need to tell you about Wisp, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen. I know many of you listening long to create beautiful women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With Wisp, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. Wisp believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before WISP, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to WISP Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to fill off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to hellowisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show.
I like them to be like, you know, ambitious, think large, have fun. Like, life is too short to not... I was talking about this yesterday with my girlfriend that I'm here with.
Yeah.
Like, life is too short to not live life to the fullest and just, like, make it. Like, you don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I have to wake up. No, you get to wake
yes.
up. Like, life is a blessing. So, like, live life to the fullest. You never know. Like, just be open. Like, have an open heart and just be, like, excited about what can happen, you know?
That's kind of how I can yeah. tell you're so intentional with your words. Is it important to you that your future, like, life partner cares about, like, manifesting and understanding to speak positive? Like, is that something that's a value?
Yeah. I'd say, like, overall, I'm a sensitive person. I wish I wasn't. I'm trying to get thick skin. So I think, like, the words that you say are so important. So I think, so when I journal every morning as part of my morning routine, like I did it this morning, with some coffee, like an iced coffee journaling. I believe in setting your intentions for the day and making sure like what you do aligns with like your goals. So yeah, I do need somebody with a similar mindset. I need somebody to inspire me, somebody. If I'm not stimulated mentally
yeah.
or if they don't inspire me, then I'm not going to probably be interested. Like whether it's a friendship or whatever, like they have to have good energy and know how to support you and
yeah.
support each other, like add value to each other's lives.
Yeah, I and think like you're probably such a giver. Like for you, like you said, giving essentially is a love language to you. So it's like you need someone who is.
I love the comment.
Like meeting you halfway.
Yeah. I've learned to like not spread myself too thin though, and just kind of like your energy is so sacred. So one thing that I've learned is just to make sure that you're giving your energy and your heart to people that actually deserve it,
yeah,
and that are appreciative and that reciprocate. And yeah, that's kind of how I look at it. Just gotta make sure you're around people that see your value as well.
And I just want to reiterate from earlier, like. When I say, like, never date someone in the closet again, if you're both in the closet, that could work out for you, right? Like, there's reasons people stay in the closet. It may not be safe for them to come out. But
you got to be on the same page, though. That's all that matters. It is. It's all about communication and understanding each other and respect.
Respect,
loyalty, and just having good communication so you are on the same page. Like,
yes.
sometimes you're not on the same page, and some people are not confident in their sexuality, and that's fine. I respect that, but don't. Like the issues I've had with people, it's like where they are so ashamed of it, they come off as homophobic, and then they come up with a false narrative.
Yes.
And I was like, bitch, it was not me kissing myself all those times. Like, we could have kept it a secret, but don't go around making it sound like one thing that it wasn't. It's like, I got the receipts, baby girl, but it's okay. It's fine.
I know. That's how I felt too. Like, I have the receipts. You do not want to start a war.
It's like, do you want me to expose you? Because I will. But I'm just kidding.
That's the thing, though. Like, I would never, because you're in the closet, but like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh my God,
I
you're making
that.
Me
feel. Yeah, it's like, I respect that too, because I've been there, but like in high school. And it's funny, when I came out to my parents, I like flat out told my mom. So amazing. My parents are so supportive of whatever makes me happy, but it's funny. So listen to this. So I told my mom, I told her, I was like, Mom, I like females and males. Like, I'm conflicted. She's like, Nay, she calls me Nay. So my name is pronounced, for the viewers, it's pronounced Jeanne.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong.
Oh, no, it's okay. I a lot of people do. As long as you say the je part, I'm fine. But so anyways, so my family, they call me Nay, and then some people call me Z. But anyway, she's like, so I tell my mom, she's like, Nay, I already knew.
How did she know? Because like my mom's like, I never knew. This is crazy. I never got a warning. It's cool, but like, what?
That's funny. So I already told my sister. She was the first person I ever told. And she was so supportive of it. Like, my sister is such an angel. Like, I love her. Very creative person. She sings. Like, I love her so much. But anyways, I told her, and she was so supportive of it. She's like, yeah, just like she was my safe zone. But then when I finally told my parents, like, they were like, Nay, we already know. We're just waiting for you to feel comfortable to tell us.
How did they, like, clue in? Like, was it just like how you interacted with probably like kids at school?
My best friend growing up in high school. Like, we were together for 4 years, like, secretly. Like, even her mom knew, I think. So when we went to college, I went to Metro University online classes, and then she went to where did she go? CSU. And she just ghosted me completely. And I think she was so ashamed of it. Then she's been dating this guy like that I introduced them to. They've been together they're still together. They've been together a long time. So, I feel like she was so ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Like, but her mom knew, her whole fucking family, excuse my language, her whole family loved me. But like, that was a heartbreak for me. That was kind of like a big heartbreak because like, that's also why I'll never date like a closeted female again too. Cause like I spent 4 or 5 years with this person and then just to get ghosted, like because she was so ashamed of it. So I was like, I'm going to protect my heart and make sure I'm on the same page and have more discernment with people. That's knowing where they stand.
Did she like lead you on like, I'll come out one day for you? Cause I always had that, like, I'm going to come out for you. I'm going to tell, you know, my parents, I'm going to tell my children. That never happened.
No, we never really had those conversations. It was kind of more, I think we were still just both trying to navigate exactly what it was. Yeah. We never really talked about, it was more of a gray zone. It's like where we were like very playful. Like we loved each other, but it was like, and I've had a few of those up until, I don't know, my early 20s. And after that, I'm like, you know, I think I know how to navigate this a little bit more and kind of establish who I am as a person and be more clear with like what I want, what my type is, what values and morality that I look for in other people, whether it's a friendship or whatever it may be. So that's kind of how I look at it.
I love it. And like with your family telling them, were they like super religious? Because I came from like homeschooled religious background. What about you?
Yeah. So they grew up Catholic.
Okay.
And they went to Catholic churches or schools and everything along those lines. And then they hated it. So they wanted, I think, you know, growing up with the religion is a good way to have a faith in something and it holds you accountable for your actions day to day life. But I really do think it's relationship over religion, in my opinion. I think there's truth and bullshit to a variety of religions, and I just kind of take what resonates.
I love it.
I mean, that's kind of like how I feel. I think some of it's toxic.
Yeah.
And some of it's like resonates wholeheartedly. I think everyone's different, so that's why I don't judge people for their beliefs or the way they want to live their life. Like, no one's perfect. Like, I think, nope, exactly. I couldn't even say, I don't even know how to word it other than that. No one's perfect. So just kind of be yourself authentically and then the right people will come to you. And if you don't like who I am, I'm at the point where I'm like, bye.
Yes, you know? I love it.
Like, I'm going to be myself regardless.
Do you think you're really like ready to settle down, like looking for your life partner? Or are you just wanting to like date? Like, what are you looking for?
I mean, of course, I would love to find my life partner, but that's not something to rush, you know? I feel like I know people who've gotten married at a very young age, and then they're already divorced. If anything, yeah. I've already missed my first divorce. I'm kidding, if I were to get married. Like, I don't know. I would love to find my life partner, but I just want to make sure I'm being smart about it, and they understand, like, where we have a good connection, and mentally, physically, emotionally, that attraction and everything. And then just like we're on the same page. Like, it's not something to rush. But yeah, if I did find the right person, I would totally settle down. It just.
How old are you, Zone? John.
I am.
Zone.
Yeah, Zone.
Wait, Jean? That is the prettiest name. Is it French?
Thank you. It's actually a family name. But I'm 28. My birthday's in December, so
you are so mature for your age.
Thank you.
But you look young. Really young.
Yeah, so when I'm not wearing like any makeup at all, like I do a soft glam, like somebody asked if I was 18 the other day. I was like, that's offensive. I was like, that one was offensive. I was like, I'd rather be told I'm like 23, I'll say. How old are you? You look really good. You have good skin.
Thank you. I call myself age ambiguous because I've done so much Botox that like you can't tell.
I have no Botox. I need Botox. Really?
Mine's run out right now, so you can like see all the expressions. Like I'm on a raw face right now. And I've only ever done filler in my lips regularly, and I one time put it here, never again. So like everyone's really? Like, you feel your face. Yeah, and I'm like, no, I've never done
it. Lip fillers and Botox right now. Like there's probably a couple other cosmetic procedures I'm going to do soon, which I'm really excited about. I've been wanting to do for a while. So
whatever makes you happy. That's my vibe. But to answer your question, I am 32, but I joke. You don't know if I'm 25 or 45.
No, you look good. I think you look like 25.
Oh, thank you.
26.
Very kind. The internet says I'm like in my 50s or 60s. That's what they love to say, like on hate comments.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God. People are ridiculous.
It's a wild time.
The DMs are a very scary place.
Oh my God. So scary. Sometimes I'm like, don't you guys realize I'm just taking a shit like a normal human and I'm checking my DMs? I don't want to see this. Like,
it's like, come on. It's like, just be kind. Like, you have nothing nice to say. Like, all these internet trolls, I swear.
I'm like, I might have a big following, but I am just a little girl on the inside. Like, there's feelings here. And, you know, I don't know. I think people forget that. When did you start growing your following?
I'd say right when Instagram started. Like, I'm getting all these notifications. I thought I had it on Do Not Disturb, but people are messaging me.
You're good. I hate when that happens. I'm like, why?
I'm like, no. I was like, this is not the time. I'm getting, like, messages. But it's through Instagram. I don't know if there's a way to turn it off. Anyway, sorry.
Don't worry.
What was your question again?
When did you start growing your following? And, like, did you pursue being an influencer? And, like, creating content as a goal to build a following, because I help people do that, like as they build their personal brands, and most people come to me with a goal. Yeah.
No, I love that. That's awesome that you do that. First of all, that's great. I'd say I started off just doing it for fun. You know, I started off with Facebook in high school. Always have like motivational quotes. And then I would get a lot of likes randomly, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. And then I also would do some, I got a couple, like I was signed with a modeling agency a while back, and then I would just do like random modeling gigs, and then I'd get a lot of content. And then I just kind of started doing it just like for fun. And then I would get brands reaching out to me. Like I was an ambassador for Bang Energy a long time ago. Now I'm with Glow, but there's, I don't know. I feel like I just was having fun with it at first, and then I started like having more of a niche, and then I started a business. I started the cosmetic line 5 years ago, and now we're rebranding, and I'm excited for the luxury lip care line and then the branch. So Jhené Cosmetics is the parent company, and then the daughter company is the skincare line. So it's going to be different branches, multifaceted, super fun. To answer your question, I was just having fun with it. I look at it as a platform to monetize and network. I've met some amazing people through Instagram, and whether it's a business relationship, a friendship, or I don't know, whatever it may lead to. Like I think social media nowadays are times to, sorry, I'm getting no more notifications.
Oh, you're good, good.
It's just a platform to monetize and network. I don't know. I love it. This day and age, it's the way to look at it, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Okay, well, whenever you launch your lip care line, me and my, I can now say girlfriend,
congratulations. I'm jealous. Just kidding, not jealous. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Look, let me tell you, it's just evidence of what you can find. Yesterday, I got a message from a girl. Today. Yes, I got a message from a gorgeous femme who is in Queer Country Club. Extremely driven, successful, passionate person.
Set us up. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing. She literally messaged me and was like, hey, I'm so glad I joined your platform. I met someone. Like, Stop. She was so excited, and dating had been really hard for her. And so I just know, like, there are femmes out there who are, like, looking for a soulmate. Whether you're looking for a femme or a mask or a hybrid or fluid person, like, we got them in Queer Country Club. So, yeah. No,
that's amazing. That's good to know. It gives me hope, because I've gone through phases where I just, like, lost hope in females. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to be treated right by one. I don't know if I'm ever going to find my type, but...
Oh, my God.
Like, but that's not positive, so... So you're giving
me hope. I would say, like, try dating, like, someone who's a little hybrid, and it will, like, blow your mind.
I love it.
Because they, like, have, like, a femme side, and they don't have to have, like, short hair. Like, I don't know what it is for you that makes someone femme. Like, what is it that defines it for you? Like, the type. But my last two have been hybrids. What?
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, because, well, like, just, like, they, like, care about
skincare. I just,
like,
little Barbie doll looking girls.
Oh, you date the Barbie? Me too! But they always
I'm dead. I like them to be, like, almost, like, more femme than me. I don't know.
You like a hyper femme.
Yes. Like, I don't know. So.
Then just if you know that's what you like.
Masculine women, and I'm never going to be a masculine woman. It's just not in me. Maybe my energy, but not, like, who I am.
No, you carry a masculine energy, like, because you know what you want in life. Yeah. If you got that provider energy, I think you could totally find a hyper femme that would balance that. 100%. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're giving me hope. I'm going to manifest.
Yeah, DM me. I'm gonna get you in Queer Country Club after this. And for anyone else listening, who wants to join, DM me the word dating or future wife, and I will get you inside of the platform. It's only for serious women looking for long-term relationships. Like, you have to come in, like, knowing you're ready to find something.
Oh, I am ready. I just, like, almost sometimes I just don't want to jinx it. Like, if I say I'm ready, I'm just like, I don't know. If I found the right person, game over.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, game over.
In Italy. Aren't you in Italy right now?
Actually came home from Italy. It was, like, such a crazy time. I was supposed to be there all summer. What is it?
I think that's how I found you. I think on TikTok.
Really?
You're in Italy or something.
Oh my gosh, wait. So how long have you been following for?
What?
How long have you been following for? Like 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roughly.
Then I must have got you, like, right on the books right when you met me. And that's what I loved about you. You're a go-getter. You're like, let's podcast together.
Yeah, totally.
That's the key to success. Like, literally just ask for what you want. Boom.
Yeah. Ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay. Well, if there's any last thing you want to say to anyone looking for their future wife, and you're like, this is what I'm looking for, what do you want to leave the podcast? No pressure.
I'm just like, let me answer this. Slide in the DMs.
Slide in the DMs. Okay, Janae, how do you spell your name for everyone to find you on Instagram?
What?
Janae, how do you spell your name for everyone?
Oh, Z-H-O-N-N-A.
Okay. I want to say your name as many times.
Name Marie.
I love it. Okay, my name's Sophia Marie, by the way.
I love it.
Just so you know.
Sophia Marie. Cute.
I love it. Okay, and I'm curious, what's your background? Like, you look exotic.
Thank you. Everyone tells me that, because I am. So I'm your favorite Latina mutt. I'm Portuguese, Spanish, Puerto Rican, and Irish.
Oh my gosh. You're absolutely
so ambiguous.
Yes. Okay, well, I love it. And I literally know, like, people who will be trying to hit you up, like, just from seeing this.
Oh, well good. I'm glad.
I hope none are ex-girlfriends, because if they are, I will warn you in advance.
I'm all for it.
Y'all should see the tea I have in my DMs. Like, when, like, the lesbian interactions, they're like, oh, avoid this one. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
no, I love it. Well, I'll send you a private message after this and get into detail what my real type is. I don't want to sound superficial, but, you know, you like what you like.
This is the thing. You like what you like. Okay. It's okay to have preferences. I think we live, like, you have to be polite, obviously, but you can't help what you're naturally attracted to.
Exactly. And,
like, it's 2024, and, like, all of a sudden preferences are canceled. Like, the platform is literally like, I'm sorry, if you're polyamorous, no thank you. You can't come on the platform. I'm like, if that offends you, just go to a different platform. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, so it's totally okay to have preferences on Queer Country Club, to put that in your bio, like say exactly what you're looking for. Yeah, as long as we like stay kind to everybody, like I love preferences. It makes it easier. Like, why waste your time? We're busy women with businesses to run. Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's good to be straightforward and reflect what you want, and then, you know, be straightforward and announce it.
Yes.
That's the best way to be. I'll be authentic to who you are, and the right people gravitate towards you.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't emphasize that enough.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Yes,
you're absolutely stunning, inside and out.
Thank you. So are you. I had a great time.
Yes. And spell your Instagram handle one more time for anyone who wants to get in touch or follow.
ZHONNAE.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in.
As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQ+IA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized a spark that God put in your heart. Your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone, and it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, a couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club. Right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence, and guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women. A safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spellino, or chat me the word rising on sophiaspellino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped profitable personal brand blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up and go get what you want. Let's rise. Let's rise.